So McDonald's, Wanaka, I talked about it yesterday, and this thing's going to go ahead because you can't just go around stopping businesses opening, because we sort of like, especially in a beleaguered country like this, we like businesses opening. Anyway, so this comes to us this morning. So the RMA, this is everything wrong with the RMA, according to Eric Crampton, our friend at the New Zealand Initiative. So the District Council in Queenstown notifies the National Public Health Service, which is a wing of Health New Zealand, of course, that McDonald's wants to come into the area. So they use our money to put together an 8-page submission on what should happen. They strongly encourage further meaningful engagement with the community. Thanks very much for that. That's awesome. I don't know how we would have come to that conclusion all by ourselves without your input and funded by the taxpayer. They also remind the council of its te tiriti obligations to Kai Tahu as Mana Whenua. This is McDonald's in Wanaka. They're concerned about the impacts of the MNC and the TNC. Now, you're saying, what are they? And I wouldn't have the slightest idea, and you know what? I couldn't give a monkey's. Anyway, they are concerned about the impacts of the MNC and the TNC, such as McDonald's, on planetary health. So the fact that there's a McDonald's now opening in Wanaka is going to make all the difference to the planetary health. They recommend a comprehensive HIA. Once again, wouldn't have a clue. Including cultural impact assessment to analyse the cultural impact for the locals. We would like to see such an assessment demonstrating that the outcomes for the individuals in the community of Wanaka would mostly be positive before granting consent for this proposed fast food. Can you believe, and Eric's 100% right, this is what's wrong with the RMA. All they want to do is open a business, employ some people, sell a bit of food, pay some tax, probably support a few charities, but oh no, let's turn it into a circus and have every dickhead in Wellington involved in... I mean, how much do you reckon it costs to put together a submission like that, apart from tens of thousands of dollars?
Do you reckon they can get away with not considering the treaty if they promise not to do the Kiwi burger?